You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily podcast on the Toronto Blue Jays, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to Locked On Blue Jays, your daily dose of Toronto Blue Jays talk directly into your headspace, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, AJ Andrews at JaysFromTheCouch.com, and this episode is brought to you by Locked On MLB. Join walking baseball encyclopedia Paul Francis Sullivan. Just call him Sully. It's easier. Every day on Locked On MLB for a unique look at the majors, both present and past, featuring exciting guest interviews and routine check-ins from the Locked On MLB Network's team of local experts. Subscribe to Locked On MLB today on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm not sure how much credit I should get, because I think we know clearly I inspired what transpired with the Blue Jays as of late. Since my last podcast detailing what they would need to do in the Oakland series, the Blue Jays have won 5 in a row. Blue Jays have climbed to within 2 games of the wild card. Yeah, I know. I am being rather facetious. I know I have absolutely no bearing on the Blue Jays' success, but it does feel like that game on Friday night may have just changed the entire complexion of things for the Blue Jays. And I'm dedicating this episode to that game. I will talk more about, you know, the Blue Jays avoiding the same fate in the Saturday game. I will talk about them just dominating Sunday, Monday. And we'll talk about Gerrit Cole's injury probably as well on future episodes, but I wanted to focus on this game because I haven't had a chance to record since this game happened. And like I said, it is going to be that turning point game. If the Blue Jays actually pull this off and make the playoffs, this is the game that everyone's going to point to and like, this is when it happened. And it does offer kind of an encapsulation of the Blue Jays season to this point. Now I'm gonna detail this. I'm not going wild with this theory, I don't think, but let's just start with the situation that the Blue Jays found themselves in. They had a starter in Alek Manoah who, you know, has been good at the major league level, but hadn't faced Oakland before, hadn't had a shot to face Oakland, and it didn't go well. Could have gone better. Five innings, gave up 6 runs, couldn't get Tony Kemp out. So, okay, that is what it is. He was a little wild in that Oakland game with the 3 walks. But it wasn't exactly out of the ordinary for Manoah. Even the 2 hit-by-pitches, not out of the ordinary for Alek Manoah, because that's just how he is. He comes inside. He's a power kind of pitcher. But it bit him hard in that Oakland game. And as we've been saying on this podcast, the Blue Jays have been reliant so much on their starting pitching actually keeping them in games. So once that Tony Kemp home run came out, it felt like it was over. It felt like that was the end of it. And we didn't need to worry about anything else. And it continued in the 7th when Nate Pearson went out for his grand return to the major league stage. And an error by Bo Bichette did not help. Number 22 on the season, by the way, for Bo Bichette. That's an under reported facet of this season. Just a bit of a step back on Bo Bichette's fielding. But still, Pearson got touched for 3 hits. Wasn't great. And by that point, it's 8-2. And I think the main cause for concern is, like, this Blue Jays team had not shown any ability to dig itself out of a hole. Any chance of putting together something in the later innings. And being able to actually put pressure on a bullpen. So, when Manoah went out there and was just wild, he said, gave up as many hits as he gave up free bases with his actions. It basically looked like it was done. Everything I said in that preview podcast about Oakland, about needing to get out on the right foot, needing to show they weren't to be taken lightly in this playoff chase. Everything was going out the window in a hurry. Because the Blue Jays just didn't seem to want it. Talk about how much they wanted it in a sec. But a couple things I wanted to talk to you about that you might want. For starters, I don't know if this sounds familiar for y'all, but you have a device that lets you watch the game live. You have another device that lets you stream your favorite shows. Then you're watching sports highlights on your phone. And then you're borrowing your neighbor's best friend's login for whatever streaming service they need for the good stuff. I want to tell you about an easy way to just save the hassle, get all that entertainment you love, and get a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. You don't have to juggle a bunch of remotes. You don't have to buy another device ever again. And the best part is there's no annual contract, so you're not tied into this. So, get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible device required. Content varies by package. This episode is also brought to you by Stat Hero. Did you know that 85% of people who play daily fantasy sports lose? And that number goes higher when you face me in fantasy football. Sorry. But it's not really surprising, is it? The game is rigged against you. You're playing against thousands of other lineups, not to mention experts who have more tools and time to figure out those lineups. You don't really have a shot at it. I know that's what frustrated me when I was going on daily fantasy sites, just like seeing all those lineups and like, well, okay, cool. I'm playing for 5,000th, whatever. Stat Hero's here to fix that. The first ever daily fantasy sports book that puts the player in control and winning within reach. Stat Hero shows you their lineup and dares you to beat them. It's you versus the house in a head-to-head fantasy matchup. You name your stakes, winner takes all. You have the edge because you know what Stat Hero's lineup is. So you can pick entirely the same lineup except for one guy. And if that one guy does better than Stat Hero's one guy, you win. No one else lets you do that. So You're in total control. That's kind of what I want from my fantasy sports. That's why I'm awesome at fantasy football. And it's why Stat Hero is daily fantasy sports the way it was meant to be. One-on-one. So play Stat Hero now and change the odds. You can do so by going to stathero.com/lockedon. You sign up for free. And right now you get 3 times back on your first play. They're giving you a 300% match. Unheard of. By going to stathero.com/lockedon and signing up today. So, stathero.com/lockedon and get in the game. So, speaking of getting in the game, it just seemed like the Blue Jays could not do that on offense at all. And I think a lot of people knew it. Like the buzz on Twitter was harsh. It was sadness. It was just watching everything about 2021 just circle the drain and wash away. And it's not like the Blue Jays were completely helpless against Sean Manaea, but again, same problems kept happening. First inning, after Bo Bichette doubles, you get runners on second and third. Teoscar Hernandez lines out. But there are two outs there. That's fine. And Teoscar, he figured it out in the fourth inning and got the Blue Jays on the board with that two-run home run. But a lot of quick at-bats. A lot of guys just, like, not even setting themselves up for success. After that fourth inning, the Blue Jays only got one more hit off Sean Manaea, and it was a two-out double by George Springer, and he got stranded. And, like, there was little reason to think that the Blue Jays would actually come out and be able to fight down 8-2 in this game. And sending up Breivik Valera to lead off the bottom of the eighth. Like I said, I had little faith. I kept it nominally tuned in while I was working. But again, I wasn't expecting a lot. But Breivik Valera walked, so that's good. And then back-to-back out, Springer, Simeon, nothing. It looked like another wasted inning, even as Valera moved to second. But the Blue Jays' heart of the lineup is feared for a reason. And they showed it. They battled through Oakland closer Lee Trevino. Vladdy hit a single. Guerrero scores. Bo Bichette gets plunked. And then Teo works a walk. Bases loaded. Okay. Cool. Blue Jays have been in this situation before and not done anything about it. And they had Alejandro Kirk coming up. And Kirk's been, you know, lively at the plate, but not to the point where he was that electric prospect from before. But one thing Kirk doesn't really do is strike out foolishly. And to be fair, he got the benefit of a really kind ball call. That second pitch from Trevino probably had a case to be a strike, but fielding called it a ball. And Kirk battled through and worked Trevino for the walk. Made it a 4-run game. Now, I will question running Jared Dyson in this position for Alejandro Kirk, given, you know, there were guys ahead of him on the base paths, but I'm not Charlie. I can't do anything about that. Lourdes Gurriel Jr. had been having a very disappointing season. I don't think there's any debate about that. For all the promise that Lourdes has shown at the major league level, what he was doing prior to that game in his first full season, it was a little worrying. Even if it was like on par for what he did like in 2019. It just seemed like Gurriel was kind of getting lost in the shuffle. Like he hadn't hit a home run since August 12th. And, you know, he seemed to be right where he needed to be in the lineup, which is seventh and not expecting a lot. So for him to go up and just take the first pitch he saw from Yusmeiro Petit, a cutter that did not cut across the plate enough, and whack that sucker so far gone, there was no doubt. I have not heard that kind of explosion from Blue Jays fans in a long, long time. And like I said, I was in the stadium for one of the games against the Tigers, and there was polite applause for like Kevin Smith's first hit, but it was not that kind of roar that Gurriel Jr. created, and that the Blue Jays would soon have to create again. One thing you can do if you want to create a healthy snack lifestyle is get yourself some healthy snacks. And one way you can do that is by going to Built.com, home of the Built Bar, where they have many tasty varieties for you to choose from. If you're a fruit person, they have strawberry and orange and raspberry. If you're a chocolate person, they have cookies and cream and mint brownie and they have peanut butter brownie. And now, in addition to bringing back the coconut marshmallow puff bars, they also have banana cream pie. That is amazing. I'm so ready for banana cream pie. Give me that. You can get that by going to built.com and checking out what you want in your Built Bars, be it the banana cream pie puff bars or one of the other spectacular flavors. You know they're going to be within 130 to 180 calories with 17 to 19 grams of protein and only 4 to 5 grams of sugar. So they're easy to fit into a healthy diet. And if you go to built.com, use the promo code LOCK15, you'll get 15% off your order. So check out Built.com, home of the Built Bar, the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team, and of Brigham Young football. This episode is also brought to you by BetOnline.ag. Football season is here. College football is underway. The Buccaneers and the Cowboys are playing on September 9th. And as always, BetOnline.ag is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. Get all the updated odds, props, and contests, including online's biggest $500,000 NFL Mega Contest and the world's largest $200,000 NFL Survivor Contest open now at BetOnline. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive a 100% welcome bonus. And they have a super promo going on. If you bet on that game between Tampa Bay and Dallas and you lose, your wager will be refunded up to $25 for new customers only when signing up and using the promo code NFL100. So, from football to basketball to boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait and take advantage of the great offers available for the 2021 season at betonline.ag. The fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports with your online sportsbook experts.
You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily Toronto Blue Jays podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
So, if Blue Jays fans were feeling themselves after what happened in that eighth inning, where a six-run deficit was erased, only the second time that a team had erased a six-run deficit in the eighth inning or later. The other one was the Pirates. Anyway, had to be feeling good with Jordan Romano going out there and hopefully being Jordan Romano. But it was not meant to be. As Mark Canha decided to plunk one just past the fence and left. Two-run home run because he gave up the single to Matt Olson. And let me tell you, Locked On A's host Jason Burke was definitely feeling himself after that one. I remember the first Blue Jays game I went to, and it was against Oakland, and it was like 11-8, and some guy in our section was just all over Mark Kotze. Just like hyping up, and then Kotze hit a home run, and it was like, now he's just going to be worse. So, a rough situation. It's bound to happen. Jordan Romano is only human, and he's been getting a lot of work because he's the most trustworthy reliever in the Blue Jays pen. But he gave up the two-run home run. Blue Jays down again. And yet again, it fell to Breivik Valera to start things off. And I've seen a lot of venom thrown at Breivik Valera. But he's still a better option than Kevin Smith. Because Kevin Smith, I don't think he would have bleeped that single into left. And then George Springer steps up and does exactly what George Springer is paid to do. Knocks a double off Sergio Romo. Once again, putting Toronto in a position to capitalize. And then Marcus Semien, the man who, along with Robbie Ray, shows you exactly why players should bet on themselves at times. Laser into left, jam done. Not the first time Marcus Semien has torched his former team. And thankfully not the last, because, I mean, it's just fun. But yeah, with that conglomeration of things happening, I feel like Friday, well, you could hear it in the fans. Like I said, when I was there for that Detroit game, there was absolutely no buzz. There was no belief that the Blue Jays could actually do anything against Detroit. They got the one run from Vladdy, and then nothing. And then when Robbie Ray gave up the run on the wild pitch, it was it. And no one in the stadium had any reason to believe otherwise. Like, it was a lot of hung heads. It was a lot of just, let's get this over with. I think the Blue Jays need to show not only the fans, but themselves, that they still had this ability. They could turn it on when needed. Because Atlantis knows. It seemed like they've been reaching for that switch a lot this season and not finding it. And you know, it's some of the culprits who needed to come up with good games in that series. It's Lourdes Gurriel. It's whoever's playing in the outfield alongside Lourdes and Teoscar Hernandez. Because Teoscar's been doing it. I mean, I know Randall Grichuk was 0-4 in that game. Him and Corey Dickerson in the platoon they have going on. But, you know, watching a guy like Lourdes Gurriel Jr. step up, watching a guy like Alejandro Kirk have a big at-bat when it was necessary, a guy like Breivik Valera, again, coming off the bench and being able to provide not one, but two big runs with his ability to get on base there. That's the kind of game that galvanizes a team. And we've seen it since then. They should have taken down the A's 10-3 in the next one if Joaquin Soria doesn't forget how to pitch. But then 8-0 over the A's in the finale. 8-0 over the Yankees in the opener. 5-1 against Gerrit Cole. And that was before Cole left. Like, he took the loss in that game. He said, it might have been something. Whether or not it's just a fond, you know, regular season memory, or the actual catalyst, we'll see. The Red Sox and the Yankees are both struggling right now, and the Blue Jays are primed to take advantage of the Yankees struggling right now. We'll see if they can keep doing it. Want to see if I can keep doing this podcast? Make sure you're subscribed. Wherever you get your podcasts, be it Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Spotify, the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Also, while you're there, check out Locked On Bets, hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling, making sure betting on MLB doesn't have to be a guessing game. Get daily picks, blowout specials, and wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's Lock of the Day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast, brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get podcasts. You can follow this one on Twitter and Facebook at Locked On Jays. Links are usually posted on the Twitter feed when I am coherent. And you can follow me on Twitter at @A_J_Andrews. The underscores are there because Twitter is dumb. Still very dumb. Anyway, We'll be talking again tomorrow, and soon I will be trying to have some other people on to talk with me, because talking by myself makes me a little paranoid at times. Just kidding. It's just nice to talk to other people. It's not that sinister. Anyway, for everyone at the Locked On Podcast Network and everyone at JaysFromTheCouch.com, I'm AJ Andrews. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode. And y'all take care.